T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Clearly the NBA dropped the ball. Now, you can make all the excuses saying they didn't have all the information that the FBI had, but Adam Silver can pick up the phone and call the FBI and say, hey, do y'all really have something? Because they've been, you know, 2 years is a long time to investigate somebody, and he was cleared. So the NBA dropped the ball, bottom line.
Charles Barkley inside the NBA on ESPN now, Keith.
Still an adjustment. Still weird to see those guys over there.
I guess it is, but
they're trying to make it the same as they can.
Well, I've seen a lot of people saying it. I think it kind of is the same thing. Like, I really haven't had any complaints yet, and I give Chuck a lot of credit there for being
this
like,
this is a good test.
Guys, the NBA dropped the ball.
Yeah, this was a good test because all day long, ESPN, from what I understand, was just like, yeah, there's this and like whatever. And then Stephen A. had his weird rant about...
Oh, it's about Trump?
Yeah. So he was like going on that way.
This
and then,
is retribution from Trump?
The funniest thing, though, apparently, is when they were talking about it on First Take, you know how they have all those graphics and like tickers and stuff? In the middle of the screen, or I should say the bottom middle of the screen, there is an ad for ESPN Bet. Their app. And so as in the middle of them talking about it, all of a sudden it like disappeared.
God, Homer Simpson into the bushes. It swiped away.
Like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey guys, this looks weird.
We're talking about gambling right now. We should stop talking about gambling right now.
Well, that technically was a question by Barkley to Shams.
Yeah.
Which I do like his interview style.
Great.
He's like, NBA dropped the ball, right? And
like,
Shams like,
well,
eons of silence, and Shams is like, ah, well, change the subject.
What can I say about this?
So, like, Shams is just a shill, like all these insiders are, Schefter and Rap Sheet, and spinning for the league. So, Shams pivoted away from it real quick.
Of course.
But good job by Chuck. I do think, you know, from like a content, quote unquote, journalistic standpoint, that was a good sign for ESPN and inside the NBA last night. This story, we talked about it off and on throughout the day yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, my feeling on it is, the NBA is probably shady.
It kind of sucks. I mean, we knew about Tim Donaghy, and I don't think many people realistically were like, well, he's the only one doing it. We're all set. There was
he was calling Scott Foster however many times
a
over
million
6 months
times.
Or whatever it was.
A million text messages between the two, and only Donaghy was the fall guy. And then we started to hear about certain players, right? And it was like, oh, Jonte Porter. And you're like, oh, well, he's a bad player. Maybe he was taking a couple of his unders. Terry Rozier. Then that obviously that got more attention around here, former Celtic, and you found out about him and all these unders, which the sports books all flagged like right away. They were like, wait a minute, there's a ton of unders and it's a game that Terry Rozier left. So he didn't even do like a good job of it. Like Tony and Blue Chips. Like, you know, he's like looking up at the clock, running around.
I don't get this. And when I say the NBA, of course, is shady. And I think we've had athletes caught in just about every sport. Has there been one in the NHL? I'm sure there has, but I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Didn't they suspend a ref or like expel a ref?
Probably. I'll be honest, I don't know. But MLB had half a Cleveland staff kicked out.
Emmanuel Clase fixing games.
Bouncing pitches to start innings.
Yeah.
Your guy, Kayshawn Booty, right now. on the Patriots was gambling on
himself.
An 8-leg
parlay, which is aggressive.
At LSU.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, yeah, this is not just an NBA thing, by the way, but the NBA may be the shadiest out of all the leagues. And so, yeah, I think all these leagues have an issue. But I guess this is Courtney's lead today. I didn't hear the lead, but I heard her referencing it.
Okay.
The sports books, and meaning like the apps, they're actually helping catch all this crap. You know, if this were done with an illegal bookie, right, how do you catch this? How do you flag this? You have to have, like, proof of their bets and a paper trail and all of this. Like, that'd be really hard to do. The apps are all flagging this. They're flagging Kayshawn Booty. They're flagging Terry Rozier. Yep. The Billups thing is very different. We can get into that. But I actually think having all this where people can just be idiot. You can bet Terry Rozier 30 times in 43 minutes or whatever it was, and they're like, well, that's abnormal.
Bit of a red flag.
Flag it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, that player is in trouble. So where the NBA really looks shady, and when Chuck says they dropped the ball, that's putting it mildly, where the NBA really looks shady is they cleared Rozier, they moved on, they pretended like nothing was happening, and then the FBI's like, well, no, no, no. He and a bunch of other people, Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups included, are part of a mass conspiracy that ties in the mafia.
Yikes.
So that's where the NBA specifically really looks horrible.
Well, right. And then when you connect the dots between Chauncey Billups and the mafia, and then you're like, well, it was just poker. Well, was it? You know, and he's the head coach of an NBA team. And if you want to look into that and maybe how he manipulates games or playing time or things like that. So he might have players on his team that aren't aware of it.
He's involved with the mafia,
right,
that is involved with fixing games. Okay. So, like, come on. Whether it was just a poker game or not, he's one half step away from being involved in betting on games, which I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
He's like, no, guys. I'll do the poker game stuff, but I can't possibly. I got to put my foot down here on the basketball.
The integrity of the game means too much to me.
Right. And then you look into, you know, the coach is probably. If you get to the coach, that's even easier than the players, because you could be like, you can affect playing time, you can keep a guy out, you can mess around with minutes, you could do whatever. Like,
well, and the story, if you haven't heard it, on Billups is Billups told somebody, you know, co-conspirator, he was co-conspirator number 8. He told somebody else, guys, we're about to tank because we want to tank for, I think it was Wemby that year.
Yeah.
We're about to tank. We're going to shut everybody
down.
Yeah,
didn't they get Scoot Henderson?
It was Lillard and Simons. Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're shutting everybody down. The league didn't know it yet, or gamblers didn't know it yet. So he's like, we're going to shut everybody down. He told another co-conspirator they bet $15,000 on the game or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they made money on the Blazers getting smoked because they played nobody.
Does this make you think differently about betting on games?
Make me hesitate? No, yeah. my big fear about it is they're going to ruin gambling for everybody. We're not going to have prop bets to bet on, which is the best and most fun thing to bet on, because too many high-profile scandals like this, they're all going to get taken away from us, which is going
to
suck.
Because I feel like we're this close to getting, like, the college ones taken away. Now, not every state even allows
Hampshire.
Yep. Shout out New Hampshire.
Live for your
die.
Oh,
my God. The
big
best.
Time shout out New Hampshire. Yeah. When I go to New Hampshire every year for the NCAA tournament, me and a bunch of buddies go up there.
It's the place to go for the tournament. People are like, go to New Hampshire for the tournament.
It is the place to go. I couldn't think of a better place.
Yeah.
We go there, and it's like, individual player
Zion Williamson rebounds. I'm in. Yeah.
On college games.
100%.
It's incredible. So, yeah, that's not allowed in every state. It's not allowed in Massachusetts. You can't even gamble on BC and UMass unless it's in a setting like the tournament. You can't do it, for instance, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Bet on those teams in the state of Massachusetts. So, yeah, different states are different. The regulations are different. But, yeah, I have a feeling all these prop bets are about to get taken away from us, which sucks.
It seems like it, because it's obviously not the only thing that players and coaches can manipulate. I mean, the 1919 World Series, they didn't manipulate, total bases and strikeouts. They were just straight up who won. So players and coaches can still be in the bag and, like, throw games. But the first step would be, all right, let's at least eliminate this. So a random guy, like a random bench player, can't tell you to take his unders and then fake an injury. Right? Like, they're going to at least do that.
Well, and I think, you know, some of the apps, and I won't name them by name, but some of the apps forgive your bets when a player leaves early.
Yeah.
And some don't. And I've made similar bets on different apps. Some are forgiven, some
aren't.
I never really thought about it from a gambling standpoint, but I think a lot of the apps, if they continue with the prop bets, it'd probably be in their best interest to forgive it, to get rid of any whiff of that specifically.
And I would rather, and this is just me, so I'm not like a wild gambler, but I would rather them just, like, reduce the maximum bet on those player, keep the player props alive,
But you can't bet 15K.
Kind of cap it out. So now you're talking about a guy who's already making, even if it's on the low end of the NBA, he's making a couple million dollars. And so he's like, I'm going to risk getting thrown out of the league to win $200.
Right.
Like, I would hope not.
Right.
I mean, maybe these guys just want, like, they love the juice so much, but like that would seem like it wouldn't be worth it. And then, like, all these, like, and then even, like, you know, going to the extremes, I mean, like the Mafia, they're like, wait a minute, we're going to win $15 on a Josh Minot under.
That's
like,
a,
I'm good. I'll leave him alone.
That's a good middle ground.
Yeah.
You cap the bets.
Because people are going to be pissed regardless. People are going to be pissed if you get rid of it. People are going to be pissed if you keep it. So I think that might be the best way.
The Jones unit.
A Cirillo and a half.
It's pretty small.
I understand.
Yes, I realize. The Jones unit, not the large. So a max bet won't impact me. It might bet some big gamblers, but if that's a way to keep it around, that's a pretty good middle ground.
Because some
actually.
Of those like things that you can bet on that aren't like traditional, like I'm pretty sure like when I found places to bet on like the Oscars or whatever, it's you can't go all in. Or like some of these props or even like TV shows that have already been out, like you can bet on like Survivor on some places. But they don't allow you to bet like 10 grand on
it. Right, because a producer on the show.
Yeah, because like they kind of know whatever. There's a chance that
a PA could make a bunch of money off of it because they already know what happened.
So like they usually try to cap some of those. So that might be the next thing that we see. I do think it's like overall it sucks, but it's not like the biggest shock in the world that there are with like the importance of gambling around the country now and everybody's involved in it. And then people be like, all right, well, how can we kind of cheat the system? Of course.
Well, and you can see how quickly information gets out, specifically with Damon Jones. So yeah. Damon Jones played with LeBron, buddies with LeBron. I guess, and I didn't realize this, I was looking up his history recently, but I guess he was still even assisting LeBron as recently as a couple of years ago. He wasn't an official coach, but he was with LeBron. And so he knew LeBron wasn't going to play in a game. He passed that along to some people. They placed down bets. And was LeBron the show's GOAT in the know? Was he not in the know? Does he know Damon Jones is running with that information and telling people? Like, who knows? That's going to be a hard one to come back and figure out.
Yeah.
But you can see how quickly this information, I mean, it just takes a guy like that in between. That's all it takes for this information to get out and, you know, for people to make heavy bets one way or the other on it. That's different than a player like Rozier tapping out of games early or purposefully turning it over, Malik Beasley style or whatever it is.
That's also a weird one. Like LeBron, as much as I can't stand the guy, it does seem like he easily could be out of the loop on that, right? Like if Damon Jones has that information and he's connected to somebody that's going to use that information and he's just like, hey, LeBron, are you playing? He's like, no, I'm not. There's a good chance LeBron didn't know. Now, if he's tied up in this, could be. I'm not ruling it out. Another the real GOAT, not the show's GOAT. The real GOAT may have been tied up in something in the 90s.
It may have had
some issues there. But yeah, like, it's never a good sign when your best player is involved in any way. Like, you know, Shohei Ohtani. Now that got swept under the rug at the beginning of the year. But now even stories like that are going to get brought back up.
That was his translator.
Of course, that had nothing to do with him.
That was his translator. Yeah, I mean, he's moving around millions and millions of dollars in his bank account. He didn't even know that.
He had no clue.
He had no idea.
It's news to him.
My wife spends $5. I know about it.
Hey, what is this for?
It's like a coffee.
Oh, okay. Okay. $5 though.
Coffee, I'd yell. She's like, usually she's like, it's for Lucas. I'm like, all right, I'll let that slide.
Yeah. Coffee.
You bought a coffee for yourself?
You need a coffee.
Get out of here. What are we, made of money? Mannix, I guess, was on NBC Sports Boston last night. And he thinks there's going to be more fallout from this around the league. The way he phrased it was the blast radius around Damon Jones is very large. He knows a lot of people. He's very plugged in with the league. He's friendly with a lot of people. He coached. He played. He was on a lot of prominent teams. If he's talking about the FBI, I don't think there's going to be any more arrests. I don't think that's the way the FBI tends to work.
Yeah.
The FBI has, an investigation that they spend years on. I heard Greg talking about this today. Spend years on building a case and making sure they have you. So when they show up to arrest you, it's done. It's over with.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to, like, keep pulling strings on this one and continue to investigate it. I think they kind of have what they have, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Now, could the NBA do something to pretend like they care and act like they're being forceful on it? Maybe. But I think from the FBI standpoint, I kind of think they're done. Maybe I'll be wrong about that. I kind of think they're done.
Yeah, probably.
They have what they have.
They got their work done, and they're good. And it looks like Billups and Rozier are going to be the prominent guys. And, you know, Jonte Porter. And these are names that we've already been brought up. But it was funny. It's like the story came out, and then they try to, like, move it along. And then the whole thing, like, we know the NBA knows. And then, you know, the Terry Rozier aspect of it, too, is interesting. They're like, oh, he's hurt. They kind of, like, shut him down. I mean, that leads you right back to the Jordan stuff, at least for me. You know, like how crazy Jordan must have been tied into it. And the conspiracy for so long was he was forced out of the game for a little while, then he went and played baseball. But you're like, all right, if they just shut down Rozier with a fake injury, like they didn't want to suspend him, they didn't want to draw more attention to it. I don't know. Like, I guess anything's possible as that relates.
Text from, tweet from my girl, Josina Anderson.
Yep.
I'm blocked, but I did have this forwarded.
Ooh,
today.
Nice workaround.
Yeah. Text just now from an NBA GM regarding multiple arrests surrounding the betting and gambling probe. Bragg, she covers the NFL. She's got NBA,
wait a minute, NBA,
NBA GMs covering her, or texting her, rather.
Careful.
Quote, Chauncey is one of the greatest humans I know. He will be fine. He sounds it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Sounds like Chauncey Billups is just an all-around good guy.
Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot. Good dude, even though he helped cheat many people out of probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what it sounds like. Do you think a lot of the guys that he recruited to go there to lose their shirts are like, yeah, great guy?
Yeah.
Is this game on the up and up? Sure is. Because Chauncey Billups, like, that's the other thing, is I wonder how many players are, like, afraid to kind of come forward but are realizing that they just got absolutely smoked.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of guys that want to gamble, a lot of guys that want to play, and obviously Chauncey Billups, know the amount of time he spent in the league as a player and a coach, I mean, he has met a lot of guys that I'm sure would want to play high-stakes poker, and then they're like, wait a minute, I'm down $300,000 because Chauncey brought me to play some game with X-ray vision?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Chauncey.
Yeah,
great guy.
It's probably not going to – a super great guy, yeah. Obviously. Never mind telling people about the Blazers about the tank. I mean, he said the Blazers were about to tank. Never mind like that whole thing on top of it, which I think we all rationally know, but rarely do you have people admitting it.
Yeah.
A lot of people disagree with me on the text line about the FBI. FBI's not done. It's just a warning shot. Guys, they're just getting started. You're naive, Jones. No. I'm sure there's much more of this going on. I'm just saying they kind of built their case and they have what they have would be my guess. Let's see where that goes. Perhaps I'm wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Especially if you can see my betting slip from the last 48 hours.
I demand a refund.
We're also getting texts. Guys, are you defending the apps, you know, because they're gambling sponsors? Well, no. I just want to keep prop bets around.
Yeah, I would love to keep the prop bets around.
Trust me.
Stay tuned for our Bozo Parlay coming up in a little bit.
Trust me. And I would like gambling sponsors to continue to spend money on this radio station and others. Like, I'm very happy about that. But no, for my own entertainment, I would like to keep the gambling props around. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the apps help in terms of flagging some of this stuff. They also hurt in terms of how easy it is for athletes to bet on these games and the slippery slope there. So I would acknowledge that, despite enjoying gambling and collecting a check here and there. That is the slippery slope and why you have so many of these players and making it so easy to bounce the first pitch or tap out of a game early to win a bet or have somebody win a bet on your behalf. 617-779-7937. Do you think it's going to be a problem for other leagues? You think other leagues should be nervous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like you said, I'm sure the FBI is looking into probably everything or at least started some of this with everything. But I don't know how it couldn't be a problem in every sport. And, I mean, that kind of sucks, but it's the reality. Some sports are obviously easier to maybe manipulate than others. I mean, point shaving scandals go back many, 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 many years in basketball. I think hockey, football, baseball, you can do it. It's a little bit different.
I'll tell you, the way that goal at the end of the game the other night was a pretty shady one. the way the Bruins battle back and then all of a sudden just let their foot off the accelerator. Yeah. Maybe the NHL should look into them.
Well, I think like college sports, look into that. Like, it's just so prevalent now and it's so easy to gamble. It was probably going on to a smaller degree prior to it being just so accessible to everybody, and now that it is, I think it's for sure out there in every league. I mean, we've gotten at least an example in every league so far, haven't we? I mean, like Nick said, maybe I think the ref, you were saying, the ref in the NHL.
Well, the ref got suspended or maybe expelled from the league because he said he wanted to call a penalty on a team.
Well, these aren't recent, but we got texts saying Gretzky's wife and Rick Tocchet and all that.
But I mean, just this year with Shohei Ohtani and Emmanuel Clase, and then in football, like the Calvin Ridley stuff where he got suspended for it. So, yeah, it's definitely all over
Kayshawn
the place.
Booty.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in on this if you want to discuss it. Big story out there in sports. We've been touching on it the last few days. We will get to the Bruins. Speaking of a team that looks like they're throwing games, they may just be not very good. Eeks indeed. We'll get to the Bees coming up later on this hour. On the way next to Friday, time for a four-pack of questions in the Friday four-pack right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins dropped their sixth straight in last night's 7-5 loss to the Ducks at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jonas Kuopisalo gave up 6 goals on 29 shots. The Bees' homestand continues tomorrow afternoon against the Avalanche. Puck drop of the Garden is at 3 o'clock. Tonight, the Celtics are in New York taking on the Knicks. Tip-off at Madison Square Garden is at 7:30. On Thursday Night Football, the Chargers got the 37-10 win over the Vikings. Patriots practiced yesterday. 7 players, including Stephon Diggs and Kyle Duggar, were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. This Sunday, the Patriots host the Browns. Kickoff from Gillette is at 1 o'clock. Tonight is Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Blake Snell will take the mound for the Dodgers against the Jays' Trey Visage. First pitch from Rogers Center is at 8 o'clock. You can catch the call of the game of Game 1 right here on 93.7. ESPN Radio's coverage will begin at 7 o'clock. Also tonight on WEEI AM 850, BC Hockey takes on Denver. Pregame starts at 6:45. Face-off at County Forum is at 7. And tomorrow night, BC Football will be in Louisville taking on the Cardinals. You can hear that game right here on 93.7. Kickoff from LNN Stadium is at 7:30. Pregame coverage begins at 7. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Friday 4-Pack. It is Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We've covered a lot of ground on the show today. Top 5 Friday all-time Browns. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. Touched on the NBA's latest in the gambling scandal. What does that mean for us as bettors? I shudder to think if they take away prop bets. Like, that's the best way to bet. So I'm a little nervous about that, and other leagues have been put on notice as well. Plus, a lot of talk about the Patriots and the Browns. We'll get back to that at high noon. We'll get to the Bruins coming up about 15 minutes from now. So we'll have the week in review. And,
oh, doctor!
Keeps keys to Pats and Browns at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it. But it's the Friday 4-Pack. What is first up in the 4-Pack today, Billy?
Woo! What player off the Browns, besides Myles Garrett, would you want on the Patriots?
Can't pick Myles Garrett, Jones.
Cannot take Myles
Garrett.
Gotta
pick somebody else.
Okay, I actually think this is better options than we've had recently in some of these last couple of games.
I agree.
So I like this guy in the draft. He's a rookie. He's playing very well. He's on defense at a position in need. I like Carson Schwessinger, the linebacker out of UCLA, who I think was one of the first picks of the second round, if not the first pick, first or second pick of round two. He's playing like a first rounder. Yeah. To me, they need help there. I've been underwhelmed by Spillane. Our guy Christian Ellis gets benched every other game. Who likes Jelani Tavai?
Nobody.
They could use another linebacker, and I like Schlesinger. I liked him coming out, and he's been really good through seven games.
Yeah, for a team that I don't think is very good, they do have a handful of players you would want, which is different from the last couple of games. So I'll go with one of the guys that Mike Vrabel, I believe, referred to as a sticky corner. I'll go with Denzel Ward.
Ward's great.
Not a position in need for the Patriots, but he's just that good. There's probably a handful of guys. Like, if they're, you know, Patrick Surtain, you'd take, even though you have Gonzalez. Marcus Jones has been good. Carlton Davis. But Denzel Ward's still in his 20s, one of the top 10, easily, top 8 corners in the league. The other guys I considered were Joel Bitonio, the left guard. Yep. He's like an all-pro every year,
I feel like.
He's
been there a long time, too, yeah. You consider Judkins?
I did.
Judkins coming out too, and they need a running back, so maybe I overlooked that one, to be honest.
And another guy who's having a down year, but Jerry Jeudy was awesome a year ago, and maybe is a victim of their quarterbacks this year. But Jerry Jeudy, I think, could be productive. Like, in a vacuum, I think he'd be their number two here.
He might lead the league in drops this year. He's been real bad.
Dropping a lot of passes?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Chest, and he just drops it.
Interesting. Well, I don't like that.
I don't either.
He was super productive last year, and he's only 26.
I still don't get their trade. With the Jaguars, Tyson Campbell, though. And
I swapped corners.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I'm not talking about the draft day one, which that's actually another great one. Mason Graham is another great one. Mason Graham has been an absolute beast there for them.
Yeah,
and
they got some guys.
They traded down while the Jags moved up and got Travis Hunter. So Schlesinger actually might have been a part of that, or maybe it was Judkins who was a part of that trade. But, no, I didn't get their trade with the Jaguars. Tyson Campbell came in and had a pick six in his first or second game with the Browns. I like the guy they traded, though. I like Newsom was another corner that I liked.
Yeah.
But I actually think the Browns have some talent. Most of it's on defense. Right. And if they ever get a quarterback, I'd say look out.
So you wouldn't go Deshaun Watson?
I would not.
Your pick?
I would not go Deshaun, nor Dylan Gabriel,
yeah,
nor even Shedeur Sanders, who I like.
You know who I liked in the draft, too, was Harold Fannin. Harold Fannin, who caught like 1,000 passes at Bowling Green, is pretty good. He's been productive for him.
Well, and he'll be more productive. Njoku didn't play last week. Yeah. He might play this week. They might trade him. So, like, whenever they clear Njoku out of there, he could really take over that position. Yeah. What else do we have, Billy?
What all-time Browns jersey would you want most?
All right. So, they have some good ones. Andre Rison, one of my favorites.
I noticed you mentioned him.
I mean, Eric Metcalf, I liked a lot. The return guy.
I noticed you mentioned him.
Yeah, I like Metcalf. He was also, I have his Falcons jersey brag, but he came in the league with the Browns. Probably made a Pro Bowl, I'm guessing, as like a return guy with them. Now, if I broke my rule of guys younger than me, Baker Mayfield. And it's also sort of like an FU
because
he was good there, then they got rid of him, and now he's like even better.
That is
so
a really
Baker
good
Mayfield,
one.
Yeah.
I mentioned Peyton Hillis.
Yep.
So Peyton Hillis would be a good one. There was a year where I owned a ton of Cleveland Browns in fantasy.
Sick brag, bro.
It was Kellen Winslow, good guy. Kellen Winslow Jr.
Why
am I blanking?
My buddy went to the U at the same time as him, Bragg.
Who was the receiver who was there with them who went to the Jets? Braylon Edwards.
But you're thinking of Joe Jurevicius.
No. Joe Jurevicius was on that team, too.
Yeah, Braylon Edwards.
Terrell Pryor.
But you know who kind of came out of nowhere and had a real nice fantasy year?
Jerome Harrison.
That's a good one. Derek Anderson. You remember Derek Anderson?
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was friends with Sarah Underwood. Not that Sarah Underwood.
No, the Playboy Sarah Underwood, who was on G4. Nice.
He was like college pals with her from Oregon State.
Yeah. Small world.
Beavers.
Got it.
Is what they were.
Sure were.
So I like Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson?
Yeah, well, he had a nice year in there one year.
Like Manziel.
It was a good ride. I like Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel?
I like
Johnny
Football.
Well for him, it seems
like. No, it's going real well.
Things are going fine for Manziel.
Josh Gordon jersey.
Josh Gordon. I love Josh Gordon.
Yep.
Or you do the one that the guy.
Derek Anderson was a Pro Bowler in 2007. What a year.
Well, Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year. Mac Jones
was a Pro Bowler. 20 years ago. This is when they weren't handing out the honorable mentions there so much.
The custom jersey of the Browns fan that has every quarterback they've had since 2002. That's also a good one. Just every single name.
I want
all
that
the way
jersey.
Down. It goes like down to your feet.
That's a great one. That is a really good one. What else, Billy?
Will Shedeur Sanders start this season?
Yes.
Kind of has to.
Yeah.
No, but they hate him, though, is the thing. Like,
yeah, but is little itty-bitty boy body Dylan Gabriel going to last the whole year over there?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
So but Shedeur kind of has to play.
But he's like reluctantly the backup right now. Stefanski didn't even want to do it. And you're like, is he even going to be the backup? Didn't really want to do it. I don't think he can stand him.
Yeah, but again,
but
if Dylan Gabriel gets hurt, he has to start a game.
He doesn't have to.
Who else do they have?
So if he gets hurt, I think
Do they have Zappy?
They got the Zapster.
Oh, maybe he doesn't, actually. I take it back. Maybe the Zapster gets back in there.
So this might happen. If he gets hurt in the game and can't return in the game.
I actually want a Zappy jersey. I add that to the list.
Does Sanders replace him? So say this Sunday, Dylan Gabriel gets hurt. He's the backup, right, now?
Yeah.
So he goes in. But I don't know
if he starts the game. I get your point.
Yeah, no, I think they hate him so much. I'll say no.
I thought they only had two quarterbacks. No, you might be right. Yeah. You might be right. They might go to the Zapster, which I honestly approve of. Uh-huh. What else?
What's the first thing you think of when you hear Cleveland Browns?
So for me, it's just like loser franchise. I know they've had some success. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game, for God's sakes. So it's not like they haven't made the playoffs in 50 years. But it's just anytime you think of like a doormat team, you're like, oh, the Cleveland Browns. Like they are even below teams like the Lions and the Bills. The Bills have had like a resurgence, but they've obviously have not won a Super Bowl. But Cleveland's not even close. And like in our lifetime, they haven't even like sniffed it.
No.
Like they're a mess.
So I guess just from, hearing about it and just being a kid watching the old like NFL films things, like the two are the drive and the fumble, right?
So
the drive is Elway and the Broncos moving it. The fumble was Ernest Byner, right?
Yeah.
So those are two that like I've heard about, but I don't remember those. What I do remember is how the team moved.
Like, yes,
ripping the seats out of the stadium. Belichick's there with Art Modell. Crazy. It was a disaster. Like that is legitimately something I remember. I don't remember the fumble. I don't remember the drive. I'm aware of them. But I wouldn't say those are things I think of and I experienced and watched.
Yeah.
That move and how visceral that was and how much people were angry about, again, ripping the stadiums out and burning Art Modell in effigy.
Crazy.
Like,
and then the Ravens winning the Super Bowl like 2 years later or 4 years later, whatever it was.
It's Bill's ninth Super Bowl is what that is. Yeah,
no, I know.
It's his ninth ring. Yeah.
He drafted Ogden and Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
But, that whole thing of it and then them sitting out for a few years and then just being like, rewarded this team back. Like, you're the Cleveland Browns again. You're like, what? That's kind of weird.
Very strange.
But then they've always been so bad. And then, honestly, we were just joking about it, but the quarterback thing and them drafting a quarterback every year for the longest time. And it was like Brandon Whedon and Brady Quinn and Johnny Manziel and all these guys that were Tim Couch was the number one overall pick. All those guys failing. They got Mayfield, who was pretty good. And then they're like, oh, now we got to get Deshaun Watson. And you're like, no, that was dumb. That was really dumb.
It was not great.
But they had a million guys. They had like Connor Shaw played quarterback for them. They had Terrell Pryor played quarterback for them. It was just like a who's who.
Well,
probably all of the McCowns.
Derek Anderson, of course.
Yeah, Derek Anderson. That was like the high.
Who could forget him?
That was a pretty good time in Browns history.
When did they? Yeah, so they have the whole history again. So they started back up in 99.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times they've made the playoffs since 99? Since they the rebooted Browns in 99. Do you know how many times they made the playoffs?
Since 99, so Baker Mayfield made it once, right?
Yep.
Stefanski.
They made it in 2020.
Was that Stefanski?
Stefanski's first year, yep.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
They lost in the divisional round that year, which means I think they must have won a... Did they win a playoff game?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield beat the Steelers in
the
playoffs.
Okay, so he won a playoff game. Yeah. Their other two were wild card losses. Flacco made it a couple of years ago, 2023.
Oh, that's right, because they were like, what a big deal was it, all those quarterbacks. Yeah.
And the only other time they made it was with Butch Davis in 2022. I'm sorry, 2002, right?
You have a real problem with that.
I do.
Yeah.
2002.
2002.
They went 9-7, lost in the wild card round. They made it in 2020.
So they got in the playoffs over the Pats that year. Remember, was there a bunch of teams 9-7 and they got in? Maybe they won their division.
No, I think, yeah, good question.
They might have been one of the teams that took their
three
spot.
Playoff appearances since they rebooted the team, and I don't think this is their year.
No,
I'll go out on a limb and say this is not their
year. It's for sure not their year, but it sure shows you like how bad that franchise has been. And Stefanski, I'm sure there are people calling for Stefanski to get fired, but he's not the one that put together that roster with six quarterbacks in the preseason, two of them from the same draft class. You traded another pick for another guy that you later dumped. Then you brought in Joe Flacco, who you traded. I don't think the coach even knew you were going to trade him.
Nope.
And yet he has gotten that team to the playoffs twice in his time. So Stefanski, not a bad coach.
Yeah, since they rebooted, he's the best coach in the history of that franchise.
By
I thought
far.
Much, but it's, yeah, it's really
they also went
close.
0-16. They have an 0-16 under their belt, and then they were on Hard Knocks. It might have even been that year. And watching Hugh Jackson try to coach that team was amazing. Because you're like, Hard Knocks is hit or miss, but you can usually tell if the head coach has any kind of control over the team.
Yep.
And it was Hugh Jackson, And then his coordinators were Todd Haley and Greg Williams, who I think hated each other. And they also probably hated Hugh. And you're like, this team sucks.
They had the offensive line coach where every time he said hut, his whole stomach would move.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. That guy was the man.
That guy was the man.
Hugh Jackson spent two full seasons.
I'm looking at it.
1-15, 0-16.
And then he came back. They brought him back after going 0-16.
Right.
And then he got fired.
And then Greg Williams took over. And then they brought in Freddie Kitchens because... he had a good relationship with Mayfield.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
And then they fired Kitchens, and then it's been Stefanski since.
No, that 2018 team, I don't know what week did they fire Hugh Jackson. I'm not sure. But they won a bunch at the end of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They won 5 of their last 7 games. So I think
Hugh Jackson coached half the season. He went 2-5-1.
Right. Then they were actually pretty
good.
They
went on a heater with Bountygate Greg Williams as their coach.
And Kitchens. So they brought him back. Yes. And then the next year was a disaster. And then shortly after that, Baker Mayfield's out of Cleveland.
Freddie Kitchens went from like assistant QB coach to like head coach in like 6 months.
And he's the future head coach at UNC.
He probably is the next in line.
Hey, he'll take over for Belichick again.
Again.
You're right.
They're going to get whooped tomorrow.
So there you go. That's the Friday 4-pack. Who they got tomorrow?
UVA.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia, top 20 team.
Beatdown.
Yeah, probably.
You see when the fans stormed the field against Florida State like a month ago? It's like players, that's one of those. Normally I'm like, oh, don't storm the field. People are going to get hurt. That's one where I'm like, I think that kid on Florida State died. I'm like, I think.
This is not a good idea.
Just buckets and buckets of people just trampled that poor
that
Florida State wide receiver.
That was the fastest field storming ever.
Yeah, no, that was up there.
The ball wasn't even on the ground yet.
No, I'm like, I think that guy's dead.
That was
I'm like,
banned on the field style, Stanford
like,
Cal.
Normally, yeah. I am not one of these clutch my pearls, don't let kids rush the floor or the field. That's one where that was dangerous. 617-779-7937. That's the Friday 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to the Bruins. They blow. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Puck sent out in front, they score! Gauthier shoots, he scores! And this shot, they score! Around a check, around another, set right of the net, they score! Out in front, they score! A one-time blast by the Stoneham native, Sam Colangelo. Nesterenko shot it out in front, they score! We're going to have a penalty on the Bruins, he scores! So the Boston Bruins are going to drop their sixth consecutive game. To separate late in the third period. And they come up victorious 7-5.
I don't know if bad even describes them. We might need to go way worse than that.
We need a new one.
Yeah. They are. I hit the ESPN power rankings today, Brent.
Wow.
Scroll. They were at 10 last week. 10 in the power rankings last week. Kind of embarrassing.
Wait, no. They were?
I think so.
10 in the East?
No, 10.
The Bruins?
Scroll.
10th?
Scroll.
That person.
So 28. And I was like, I'd put them lower. I'm like, they need to be a lot lower than that. They are not just bad. They are horrendous. Some of the players, Keith, after the game, Geeky, Zadorov, Corpy, who else am I missing? McAvoy. Embarrassing, McAvoy. What do you pay that guy for?
I don't get it.
Although I hear some people want to move him to forward.
Yeah, I think so.
Some former media members
want to
move him to forward. But, like, what do you pay that guy for, Keith? If he can't shut it down on that go-ahead goal, it's him and Lorai. I'm watching it. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that was probably Lorai. Then they show the replay. I'm like, that's McAvoy.
McAvoy
falling asleep.
Yeah.
Falling asleep.
So some of the comments coming out after the game from all the players
they were
incredible. They're like, we're done. They're like, was it Zadorov or Zadorov? I say it wrong every time. He's like, yeah, we score a goal, then we don't play any defense. It's just like burying the team. Then they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to get ugly. Yeah,
like, you're a defenseman, FYI. Although he had a nice play last night, skating into the offensive zone and dropping off a puck.
They haven't played 10 games, and they're all ready to bail.
Oh, they're ready to bail.
They are ready.
I mean, this coach, Keith, is just lost. I mean,
He's catching flies.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Nick, not to put you on the spot. His opening press conference one more time. I heard this, and I'm like,
this was early warning sign. They call this foreshadowing.
I'm like, this is a bad sign for this guy.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on
I'm
anymore.
Like, oh, no.
That's the guy in charge?
Oh, no.
This guy leader of men.
Now,
where am I?
I'm very plowed and trees.
Well, that's his boss.
But that's your boss. You're doomed to fail.
You're proud and priest?
So let's get into this, and then we can react on the backside. Sturm was asked last night about any changes they can make. Like, what kind of changes are you considering making?
There's been a consistent change for Don and Cam every couple of years.
I know where I'd start. on this one, I might be with Don and Cam. Yeah. I know where I'd start with changes.
Yeah.
But here's the head coach, Marco Sturm, after another brutal loss.
It's hard to do changes. That's the thing, right? It's first of all, it's early in the year. There's a roster limit I have, you know, not too many changes will be made. You can tweak a few things, but that's about it.
So, all right. Like what?
I'm confident enough that this is the guys we can get or must. We got to get out of it. But I don't think too many changes can be made. Let's be honest, right? So the guys in here, including me, the guys in this room, we have to fix it. We can't control anything else.
Okay. They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
So it doesn't sound like there's a lot of help on the way. But
changes, there are none.
Secondarily, though, talk about throwing everybody under the bus. Yeah. He's like, well, yeah. I mean, I think the implication there is he's like, well, I'd love to make changes. I don't want this crappy roster. So, talk about a way to lose the room.
Right.
When you're like, well, yeah, I'd change stuff. But what are we going
to
change?
It's very similar to Bill O'Brien in BC football, where he's like, I can't fix it.
This is the guys we can get.
I have this crap. What am I supposed to do?
This is kind of what you're looking at. Ron Renicky, nobody remembers this because it was 2020 COVID Red Sox, who were terrible. Nobody was watching the games anyway in 2020, but he was asked one day about, like, why'd you go with this reliever? And he basically said, who do you want me to put out there? You see who I have in the bullpen? That one didn't work.
Ryan Weber.
Was it Weber?
Better than Weber that we have?
Who's better than Weber?
And
it's like, it sounds
tell me
like,
right, tell me right now.
There should be like 8 guys, but there wasn't. So you're like, okay, touche, Ron. And Sturm's in the same spot. I'm not saying Sturm's a good coach by any stretch. I just also know his roster does stink.
No, it does.
His roster's bad. The players are bad on the team.
Yeah. Well,
because do you think it's like an effort thing?
McAvoy should be good.
All right, McAvoy.
Swayman should be good. Pasternak actually is good. And Geeky. You said Geeky. They have three and a half good players.
But one of your good players isn't playing good and wasn't even playing last night. Right, and Swayman. Like, so ideally, you have for 55 games what should be a top-end goalie, but he is not a top-end goalie.
He's outside the top 32.
Right. So we're it's wishful goalies, thinking.
And there's only 32 teams.
Before you become a top-5 goalie, you need to be a top 32 goalie, right? It's baby steps. So he's not that, so that kind of kills you. And then the nights where you have Korpisalo, you're like, all right, we do not have the goaltending advantage. And then you have Pastrnak. Pastrnak can only score so many goals, right? It's just not going to happen. He's not going to score get a hat trick every night. And then their defense is bad. So this is a team that we thought would have one line that could score, and they would be decent defensively and have a good goaltending. They've given up more goals than I think everybody but, San Jose and Ottawa. They're the only teams that have allowed more goals.
I'm shocked they're not last.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Maybe that was some of the – you know what that probably is? It's just the two of their wins, they allowed one goal, so maybe that weights
good
it.
Point.
Right? The Washington-Buffalo wins. But, yeah, six straight losses. They're getting booed off the ice last night. On the one hand, they show life again, right? They've done this the last couple of games where they show life. They don't lay down and die in the third period. So so that's why I would say Sturm's at least got them playing hard, but not smart or well.
Yeah, maybe in one zone. So
they didn't quit, but they're not good.
No, and that's fair. I just think, like, Twitch chat just said this. He's Mayo. Like, he is Mayo on skates, is Marco Sturm. Like, that's what he is, Gerard Mayo on skates.
Who do we have that we can say that we're going to put in that's going to be better than
Ryan?
Let me know.
Get back to me on that.
There's
Ryan,
nobody.
Ryan Weber, get back to me.
Who do you guys want me to play?
You tell me right now. Tell me right now. Who do you want? So,
do you think they turn around tomorrow against Colorado?
No, I don't. And so,
the best team in the league.
Look, I don't think Sturm has much to work with, and I agree the Bruins have bigger problems. Sweeney and Neely on the list. The whole roster on the list. Like, sure, they have tons of problems. Ownership, problem. So Marco Sturm probably isn't their biggest problem, but let me tell you, Marco Sturm could have, you know, the 70s Canadiens. You know, he could have Wayne Gretzky in his prime. I don't think he's doing much as a coach.
Would be my feeling
on this guy.
Do you know how many times? So last year was a bad team, and they had all kinds of issues, and that the last couple months was even worse than, like, overall what their record ended up being. Do you know how many times they had six straight games without a single point?
Zero.
Zero times.
Seven!
Nope, zero times.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like already.
As bad as it was.
Yeah, this is a worse stretch than any stretch they had last year, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't think it turns around tomorrow necessarily. And I was blown away by reading the comments. Like Scott McLaughlin and a few other people, just reading the comments coming out of the locker room. It's like, it's one thing for us to be like, hey, gagging for Gavin. It's time for Gavin McKenna. But like for the players to be like, yeah, this is going to get ugly, or, you know, we got to figure this out, or this is a low point.
I think Korpisalo said it's embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Yeah.
Which, no, it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, at least he's seeing the same stuff we're seeing.
Yeah. No, I mean, at least not hiding from it.
No, he's not. I would say that it is. I would say it is, and it's good to recognize that early. Because it can get out of hand pretty quick, and I think that's what's going to happen if we don't turn things around. So you're already putting that out there.
Yep.
Where if you don't turn around, and I doubt that you do, then it's going to get out of hand.
You created a new meme?
I did. You like me? I was back in the meme shop. Gavin McKenna.
Yeah.
Gagging for Gavin.
Yeah, it was a nice picture you found of him.
I think people were on
just
board.
Just kind of over the shoulder.
That was him in his Penn State sweater.
Yeah, nice.
Kind of looking back. It's probably from Media Day at Penn State. He's like, hello.
Good get.
Yeah.
The Bruins are going to be squarely in the mix if they keep this up. Again, bad might not be.
Yeah.
Might not be the right way to describe him. It might be a lot worse than that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Bruins. I see you waiting there on the Bees. We have some people who say, Keith, we've missed out on more Browns on our top five list.
Well, yeah, it was a difficult list to put together. I am happy with the list, the top five Browns.
So I'll be curious to hear that. We'll get back into the Patriots and the Browns on Sunday. Well, is this a trap game for the Pats? That's next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.